Being at 6 o'clock, we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. We'll start with the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out. We'll start with approve the agenda. Is there any additions, corrections? Not, I'll take a motion to approve.
I'll make the motion.
Make that motion.
Thank you, Mel. And we'll take Sheldon's as a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Consent agenda. Is there any item on there? If not, I would take a motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Thank you, Paul. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mel. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. All right. There's no visitors, no mayor's report, no public forum, no public hearing. Committee report, grant resolution.
Yes, I can talk about this one. So you'll recall that previously the city did apply for and receive a grant from Minnesota Housing and their Greater Minnesota Infrastructure Grant Program in the amount of $500,000. Since we've been rewarded for that grant, there's a couple of due diligence items that are required in order to move forward and officially agree with the contract. One of those items is proof from the city showing that the funds are available to operate the public infrastructure after it's been installed. And simplest way to do that is to adopt a resolution saying that. So that's the resolution, and you're included in your packets. Once approved, I would send it to Minnesota Housing folks along with a couple of other due diligence items. And then they would officially send the contract for signing and moving forward. Any questions?
Seems pretty straightforward.
Okay. There's no questions. I guess I'd take a motion to approve the resolution.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Paul. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Sheldon. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Up next, old business, the Big Iron Classic golf carts and street closure.
George Art and Jim Finn, Big Iron, representing the Big Iron Classic. I guess we talked to you guys about it, and you were going to get your heads together and see what you guys come up with as far as if we could shut the street down again. What's everybody's thoughts on that?
Well, you have comments in your packet included from the police chief and from Superintendent Geese from KM. I don't know if you want to go through those. I think you chatted with her a little bit too, Dan.
Do you want to start with the superintendents?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay. So, yeah, I had a quick meeting with the superintendent, and she replied back in an email. She was a little concerned, and she said as far as the camping on her school grounds, she didn't want that to start before 4 p.m. Friday because there were students at the school. And then as far as shutting the street down, she recommends that the city not do it due to it's the first week of school. Too much work to alternate her routes, and she has a scheduled game on Saturday morning. So there'll be people coming out of town for that. So that was her recommendation to the city.
I would assume that if these guys are camping across the street, it would be safer for everybody involved if that section of street was closed so that people could go back and forth easily. And that's just a small section between 11th and 10th, it looks like.
Yes.
Just where they're going to be crossing over to the fairground property.
Her issue was trying to get all the bus routes around that.
Yeah, but if they're not camping until after 4 p.m., we could not shut the street down until the buses all left the school, right? So I think that seems like a
Saturday morning.
Decent compromise. Yeah, that's unfortunate, but I mean, this is a once in a yearly event that these guys have been doing every year, right? So everybody's in town, local at least, is aware this is happening, right? I get from her perspective, she doesn't want to mess up anything going on at the school, but I think maybe there's a compromise somewhere in the middle there.
I think as long as the shutdown doesn't occur until after all of the buses are gone, because we're on a staggered system now, so high school ends first, then middle school ends, and then elementary ends. And I know that in the past, there have been some buses that come back and pick up from the elementary school and then leave. So I don't know what time the last bus leaves, but that stretch of town during school hours, during drop-off and pickup, is a nightmare. So I would strongly, strongly recommend that we at least wait until whatever time the last bus leaves.
Yeah, and I don't know what time that is. I know she said school's not out until 4:34. And then the bus has got to come back.
Yeah. I think that seems like a reasonable compromise. That gives them you guys get the whole weekend for people to freely go across without worrying about pedestrian traffic and vehicle traffic in that area. And it's, I would say, minimal impact to the at least school week. Yeah, there's probably some impact on people might be trying to get to the game, but I mean, these guys are going to be in town. People are going to know something's going on. So, a little road closure, I think, would be expected.
Where's the
expected.
Game at? Is that down at the...
Oh, I don't know. I assumed it was at that high school field there.
So it'd be probably just south of east of the roundabout, down that street?
It would be nice to know, because if it's a baseball game or a softball game, those are right there on 5th.
Yeah. I know it's not a football game.
It's not a football game?
No.
And then if it's a soccer game, obviously it's down on the soccer pitch. But that the baseball, softball fields are right there. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
Yeah, we'd have to find that out.
If it's a softball game, I mean, there'll be a ton of traffic up there. I mean, a ton.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It won't be a softball game.
Which would be even worse, though, if the street's open and there's people crossing the street all the time.
So it's either baseball or it's football.
But I don't know.
I know it's not football. She said they were out of town.
It must be a baseball game then, because it won't be softball in the fall. So.
And I know 2 years ago when that street was closed, there was people playing with the barricades, and that was quite an inconvenience because you'd drive by and they would just keep moving them so they could drive through.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the residents. It was the people that were camping that were playing with them, putting them up in yards because they wanted to get through.
That happened with one barricade, I think Chris told us, up on that bike path was it. Chris never told us anything on the street.
It was one right on the street was moved. I seen it myself.
Oh, really? Well, I wish people would tell us this and communicate. Because we were told by Chris Roos, our security, and you know Chris,
yep,
that it was the one up on the bike path.
Okay.
We were never, were you aware of that?
No.
And I think it was the people that were living in the house that might have been playing with it right there, but I don't know. But
I could see that because one thing, and I'm, don't get me wrong, I get it, there's always a bad app.
Oh, yeah.
But for the most part, for the people that are in town for the Big Iron are very respectful when they're here. So, and they, most of the time we have had problems, a lot of times, like that year with the golf carts, it was three local kids that wasn't anybody from the Big Iron, so... I'd like to clarify that. But I think Chris Roos, he liked the fact of that street being closed too. He said it worked so much better because people would go up to, it'd be the roundabout now. So it keeps the congestion out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most people kind of stay out of there anyway because they know all the trucks are coming in and out down there anyway.
Yeah, and it's crowded as, yeah.
Right.
What time do things ramp up? Is that more for you guys on... Which times? Obviously, I see trucks rolling in on Thursday, but as far as when do you probably expect most of your traffic across? Is it is that a Saturday thing when everybody starts going back and forth more? Or is it limited?
Saturday is a very busy day. Friday night gets busy.
Yeah, Friday night, a lot of people are still working during the week and can't get to the show.
Right.
Thursday, so they're working and coming down Friday evening, and that's always a very congested area, people going into the campground.
How many campers are out there on that side, if you had to take a guess? Obviously, you probably have a registration.
Top of my head, 150. Roughly, I'd say that, yeah. Yeah, our biggest concern is just safety. You know, people are busy BSing and talking to each other. They're not paying attention on the golf cart. And we just don't want to see anybody have a car interaction with a golf cart. That's just a bad situation. So that's our biggest thing, is make it as safe as we possibly can for the golf carts, because we'd like to think everybody's looks twice, but we know it doesn't happen.
And everybody involved, but, you know, I mean, even the city people, I think it's safer for the city too, myself. But
we could find out what the game is Saturday, just to make sure.
Soccer.
It's soccer, so it won't be over there. So we could close it down Friday night.
Yeah, once the buses leave.
Once the buses back, we'd have to figure out what time that is to make sure the buses get back.
Right. I'm sure there's a compromise in there someplace. You guys do a good job, and trying to keep everybody safe is important.
Yeah, because there shouldn't be any crossings before then, because according to the superintendent, they're not going to allow that campground open until 4 o'clock Friday. So
right,
there'll be no issues beforehand. So, all right.
Yeah, cool. I think coming to a compromise on that, I would be okay with a little later. And then everybody could, you know, you could still follow with most of your people when it ramps up, and they travel back and forth throughout the day. I agree with that. I think then that could work out for everyone. If you have any input on that.
4:30, roughly on Friday, and then keep it closed until.
Safety goes both directions for you and for the kids too,
right.
And the buses. So I think that's where we need to come to a compromise on that.
Yep. Yeah, I think we can definitely work with that.
Yeah. Do we? What's she saying? I just want to make sure that all the kids are gone, and
Well, why don't we reach out to the school and figure out when that'll be?
Know,
if it's 5:30 or 6 o'clock or whatever.
Or even if it's 5. Yeah, I just want to make sure that everybody is covered, that everybody's gone. There's nothing else going there that night. I don't think there is.
It sounds like the council's open to having that closure still. So that's, it's a matter of just figuring out when the time is.
What time frame Friday night, and then it'll be done by, noon?
I don't think it's going to affect
Sunday?
It doesn't sound like it's going to affect their game a whole lot.
Yeah, Sunday, I mean, it gets really quiet. I mean, everybody's rolling out there by 7, 8 in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah. Biggest thing is we're running back and forth across over there making sure everything's picked up and stuff. So yeah, typically the grade school on 10th, the dance line sells parking there. That's a fundraiser for them, and they start about 3:30.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I know last year there was teachers that come and couldn't get out because they were closing. So I think they're going to change when they start closing it. They might not start until closer to 5, just because the teachers weren't getting out, just because school's done, they're not done, so they wanted to make sure they can get out.
Oh, gotcha.
So they're working, I think, on that timeline. So I know they're going to start. They're looking at starting that a little later. But
that must be the one on 5th,
right there by the
one on 10th is strictly playground and for buses. There's no parking.
Yeah, it's the middle school, right there across the fairgrounds.
Right.
That was the one that there were some teachers still couldn't get out. Then
crazy with all the parking lines.
But that would make sense if it was the elementary school, because, I mean, for high school, at least our contract hours are 40 minutes past when school gets out.
And this was the middle school, yeah.
So middle school gets out later than we do, and elementary is later than middle.
Yeah.
So that would be the reason why some of the teachers were stuck, I guess.
Well, and they just had to move stuff, but then it was an inconvenience for them. And I get, because it is the school.
It floors me because the lines are painted and everybody parks right. I've tried.
Well, people don't park right.
Really? Wow.
Okay. So, all right. We'll reach out to the superintendent, find out what time, and then we can set it for Friday night through Sunday morning.
And then as far as the golf carts, I've got the police chief's comments. I'm just going to give those to them.
Yes.
So they can just read them for themselves, and they can take a look, and they can reach out to him. So
Okay.
He's here, too, so maybe you have a touch base with him, or maybe you already did. I don't know.
No.
Very good. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you.
I got two emails here. This is the one is the police chief's comments. The other one's from the superintendent. Okay? Just so you can see what we're talking about.
Perfect.
So once we know that, we'll reach out to Charlie.
We
got plenty of time. All right, old business, chicken request.
Perfect. Thank you, everybody.
So everybody's seen the email that we got in from our Brad Scheib with our...
I don't know, Linda, if you want to go through that at all or just highlight what's in that email from the planning consultant.
Well, yeah. When we had our meeting last Thursday, we were running this past Brad Scheib, and he suggested not to allow the 18 chickens. It's not part of the zoning code for the planning commission to do. Brad also stated that a variance or a CUP from the ordinance wouldn't be appropriate, and the city doesn't have the mechanism to do a special or interim use permit. It also opens the door for other schools or educational to request to have animal or more chickens. So it was his recommendation to deny the request. And then when you were talking about the animal ordinance, and it says no farm animals, my suggestion, and I can put this in the next council packet to change the ordinances in the definitions, to add Sea Chicken Ordinance 90.30 behind the poultry, because it says no poultry. So that's how we would change the animal ordinance to rectify that. But
and chicken is specifically defined as the allowable animal under the chicken ordinance?
Well, and yeah, we want to mentioned specifically the chicken ordinance so that people don't say, well, I want turkeys because they're poultry.
That's where my head was at.
Except for chickens.
Okay. Thank you.
What do you have against turkeys?
I want turkeys now.
I didn't think about that.
You weren't here the winter that we had an entire flock that overwintered in town.
Oh, really?
It was entertaining.
No, I wasn't.
Okay. Has anybody got any...
Let's see. I guess I'm not 100% understanding on Brad's discussion of variances and CUPs for this. I think this is something maybe we should look at. It seems kind of odd that being part of an educational program that it has to kind of maintain the same requirement that was probably intended for residential.
Well, I think it's certainly something we can take a look at. I think, to Brad's point, there isn't currently a mechanism to allow it.
Right.
So not saying that you couldn't change it to make institutional, you know, Linda's going to start her flock here at City Hall, you know, we'll be all set, you know, or you know what I'm saying, like mm-hmm. institutional use or something like that outside of residential. Because you're right, I'm sure it was in reference generally to residential.
Yeah.
So at this current point, there isn't a good mechanism to allow it, though. You know, I mean, because there isn't a CUP wouldn't apply. It's not, that's just not something that goes to. So I think council, you guys decide whatever you want to decide. I think Linda just laid out what the staff's recommendation was based on the current circumstances that exist. So, I mean, I think we're open to looking at whatever you want to look at, Paul, but it just doesn't work right now with.
Yeah, so basically we'd be talking about potentially amending the 90.30 chicken ordinance would be the mechanism.
Potentially, yeah. I mean, if you're going to open that up and amend it anyways, then it might be a good time to look at that if that's what the council decided it wanted to do.
I don't think it hurts to look at it,
sure.
Especially if there's other things we want to clean up anyway. So
I think we're going to have to clean it up for that other issue with the animals and dogs and things like that. So.
Yeah.
And I know currently, and I'd have to talk to Josh, but there is chickens currently in town that are not permitted.
Sure.
So
it's very possible.
You know,
well, and I can talk to you too about maybe how you want it, because if you want to say only institutional, now the school has an FFA program. Are we going to allow the school to do it?
Well, so I was honestly a little surprised looking at this, is that like this, I would have thought the school already would have been potentially doing something like this and as like part of an agriculture program. So I would think that'd be a good thing to allow the school to also be able to do that. And so I don't know if maybe they haven't been because of this ordinance.
We don't exactly have farm property on the school grounds. And so I would think that it would be difficult to do. And I don't know. I'm just speculating.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't exactly a place to put a flock of chickens that isn't on a sports field. And that would be kind of a bad thing.
Priorities, I guess.
And if you say institutional.
But at least it'd be an option in the future, right?
Is that including like Head Starts? Is that including?
Those are all good questions.
Brad was saying that it starts to get really messy.
Yeah, those are all good questions.
Yeah, but we can look at it if you want to.
I think we should.
So would you like to add that to a planning commission agenda then, do you think? Or how do you want to make that review of that ordinance, the chicken ordinance?
Well, it's not really zoning. It's not really planning and zoning, no. So.
So you're thinking just bring that back to council maybe the next meeting?
Yeah.
We can. I mean, and like I said, if I can work with Paul or you know, a couple people to see how you want it worded.
I think the other thing to do would be to reach out to Lee. Mm-hmm. You know, especially your other clerks, because there may be other cities that have, I would guess there's not many that allow larger.
Or the more rural
six.
Ones.
Maybe. In the rural one, they probably just don't worry about it too much.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with, coming from a more rural city, you know, they did have a strong FFA and they did have like a greenhouse and everything like that, but they didn't do animals because there's just another level of responsibility with that compared to watering the tomato plants or whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think you may not, but we can reach out to them to get some feedback and see if anybody else has dealt with this in an institutional level where maybe a school, if it's not chickens, they may have had goats or something like that where they have other livestock, and then we can see how they worded that. So that'd be, I think, a good way to see what other cities have done in the past. And if nobody else in the state does it, well, then it might be good for a good reason also. So that's a mm-hmm. possibility too.
We'll wait to see if we get some more info from.
So the answer right now would be we don't see a good mechanism, but
right.
We're certainly glad to take a look at it again and see if we can come up with anything else that works better. We do want to make sure that we're maintaining that residential control, because obviously that's where we're going to get the most complaints.
Of course, yeah.
Where people say, hey.
That's why it exists in the first place. Like yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you, Linda.
Yep.
I know there's a lot of stuff for you to look up.
Question. Okay, no question. New business. Administrator's
can I
report.
Speak to this at all?
Yeah.
Can I have a little dialogue on this issue?
Yes.
Thank you. I don't want to interrupt the meeting, and it won't take very long. Some of the issues that you've raised, I do have some preliminary answers to. Certainly go and verify for yourself. But the city of Rochester has a educational flock. City of St. Paul has in their ordinance an educational flock. For private schools, public schools, and in some cases homeschools. It's quite common in larger municipalities. It's less common in smaller municipalities that I found, and I think the reason is there's just not that many private schools, which is why I came and presented my request the way I did. I thought we're a small town, we're one extra school in the town, though I suppose if you started thinking you could probably go to Head Start or maybe some others. But I thought maybe just a variance for this one instance for the short term that we would be doing it would be the best method. Certainly open to whatever solutions you'd like to present. We do have pullets right now that we've raised indoors. They're about ready to come outside. So I would like some instruction what you'd like us to do with the flock that we have. Do I need to liquidate it right away? Send it off to other places so that we just have six birds? Can I have a little time while you work on it? A little instruction from council. I'll certainly submit to whatever you think.
Back the next council meeting. You
know, yeah,
that's in 2 weeks. So
I think you're fine leaving them there for now.
Okay. Well, very good.
For the interim until we know where we're going.
Thank you for consideration. Oh, one last thing. Just because it strikes me this way, if staff had talked about this issue and come up with these conclusions, I would have appreciated an email to tell me what you had come up with. I'd already come in and asked for, is there any form I need to fill out? Is there any information that I would have? I would have liked to have been included in the discussion so that it was much more of a dialogue rather than a you know, you all just deal with it and I don't hear anything about it until
well, we one come suggestion to would be if you have questions like this, it might be good to come in and talk to staff before a council meeting first.
I did.
Well, I guess you didn't talk to me, and I apologize if you talked to someone else and they told you something different.
I came in and I said, is there any forms I need to fill out, any information I need to supply, and didn't have an answer, and they said they'd get back to me via email, and I never got an email back.
Sure. And well, I apologize for that. Obviously, we had a miscommunication with staff, but...
I'm not trying to make a big deal out of it.
I'm just looking at the Rochester one right now, to Johan's point here. It looks like it says a permit for up to 12 hens may be issued if the applicant is involved in educational instructional activity. So that is what Rochester does, just so you're aware. And I'll look for the St. Paul one as well. And Ian, maybe you can follow up with the St. Paul one too and get back to Johan, to the council on that one.
Could you share out the ordinances that you find, like Rochester's?
Sure, I'll send that one right out now, and maybe Ian can follow up on the other ones here within the two.
Yeah, then we'll put it back on the next meeting's agenda and we'll leave the chickens at the residence currently and for the interim.
Thank you.
And then next is the administrator's report.
All right. Let's see what you got here. A lot of legislative stuff going on, so not as many normal things. Obviously, this time of the year, it's a little bit slower with some of our stuff. You've seen a lot of home construction in town. The apartment complex up on the north side is moving forward pretty steadily, as well as Bigelow's subdivision and the Schramm subdivision. That stuff is moving really quickly with the new units there. I know that the Schrader subdivision is scheduled to start here as soon as the road restrictions and everything come off, so that should be pretty soon as well, I would imagine. The Starter Homes Act was voted down in committee, so we may see something at the end of the session that comes back out of that, but it sounds like for this year at least that's more likely to come back in next year. I'm guessing both parties are kind of waiting there, biding their time, because they are hoping that they have complete control next year, which it may be likely that it does, and we'll see something next year there. Spring cleanup is coming up here, be a couple two weeks here, the 4th. It starts on the Monday at 7 a.m. So people can get their loads out on the sidewalk and on the median there and get things picked up, but no plastic bags. We want to make sure everyone's aware of that. The appeals court in Minnesota is looking at this omnibus from 24, possibility that the omnibus process would be ruled unconstitutional, which would be very interesting. Obviously, have a huge impact from that 24 one, but overall, typically when legislation comes down from the state legislature, a lot of times, as council members are well aware, what happens is that all the bills get lumped together at the end into these big omnibus bills. They'll do like an education omnibus, public safety omnibus, finance omnibus, and so probably not, I think most people would prefer to have individual bills, but in terms of timeliness, our legislature mm-hmm. tends to kind of lump it all at the end, and it may be that that's not legal. So we'll see what the appeals court and then probably the Supreme Court in Minnesota
timeliness, because they keep pushing it off till the very last minute, so it's their own fault.
Oh, absolutely, no doubt about that, no doubt about that. Tree planting program, we had a lot of success again this year. Well, we're really pleased that we've had so many people participate in that. It's been a good program, and Ben Langan's been doing a good job there with the streets and parks department getting trees in there. He said over the last 20 years we've done over 1,500 trees, so it's really been good to keep the canopy completed there. We had good meetings last week with the auditors. They completed their second part of their field work here at City Hall, and I think the staff did a great job. Appreciate especially Ashley and when she was answering questions earlier before she went to her conference, and then Sarah did a great job last week, and I was able to meet with them and discuss some things too. So I think we're on track for that audit presentation in early May, so it'll probably be the first meeting in May. So we think that's going to go pretty smoothly there. And then the Cast Aquatic Center also, the website's live. We've had a lot of interest in that already this year, a lot of folks getting ready for swimming lessons. We did have some damage after one of the most recent wind storms to the kiddie slide, so that actually did crack the pipe that was underneath. So it's a very heavy feature, so it's fascinating that the wind was able to move it. But we think they'll be able to repair that hopefully before the pool season starts and at least jury rig it for this year. We may be looking at a different long-term kind of option there. Any questions or anything in my report there? Otherwise, I do have a legislative update included there for you as well. So
I kind of got a adjacent question.
Sure.
Linda sent an email about our email address is changing to a .gov.
That's right.
I assume that's going to happen to all the city's websites?
That's correct.
Does that mean the Aquatic Center registration website is going to change mid-season?
It's going to change as of next Friday.
Okay. How long is the .com going to continue forwarding to the .gov? Okay,
that should be covered. We don't want to miss anybody, obviously, if we don't have to.
Yeah, so. Unfortunately, what's going to happen is people are going to have the .com. They're going to have it saved as a link, and they're going to click it for the next 2 years, and it's going to redirect them, and then it's going to stop redirecting them. So
sure.
Anything we can do to let people know that we're changing from coms to govs? Okay.
So there will be messages going out. We'll put it on the website where the that little message,
yep.
It's going to go on there as soon as that's off.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Will it automatically redirect, or will it be one? I mean, will it be sometimes when you click something and it says, "Oh, you're being redirected to"?
I'm not sure how. I'd have to ask on site how they do it. I'm not that computer savvy.
Me either.
But I can ask Mike how.
Okay.
How it.
As for your emails and stuff like that, it'll just automatically do it.
That I know, but okay. I mean, like, sometimes when you click a web page link that has been changed, it'll show you that it's redirecting you or ask if you want to be redirected to, depending on your security system.
I'll check about that.
Good question.
Because, yeah, we don't want people thinking, oh, wait, the city's web page was hacked. I don't want it to click through to this.
Well, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, Winona County just got hacked for the second time in the last 2 months, and the governor's called up the National Guard to try and support them because it's kind of a mess for them. So, no, I agree 100% on that one. So.
And our website, they may take care of that, too, when we change, because we're working with them to change it all.
Well, let's see.
Any other questions?
I see you had the annual review for the
Enterprise. Yeah. You've got the annual review from the Enterprise as well for the cars. We had a little bit smaller purchase last year, but overall they're seeing prices start to flatten out. But obviously the price of fuel and repairs is continuing to go up. This year the fuel is up unplanned due to some of the federal foreign policy stuff that's going on with the Iran conflict and everything.
Insurance
parts and things like that, insurances continue to go up, but I think we're still seeing relatively good value. It's certainly keeping our fleet more modernized than it would be otherwise.
Thank you. No engineer report. Brandon is off for the evening, so we'll go right to personnel. Retirement of Steve Leininger for 32 years at the liquor store.
Don't usually put the liquor store people in here, but Steve's been part-time for 32 years, so Matt's already working on trying to get somebody else in there.
If you can get one of those, yeah. Dan was just inquiring if we can get an exit interview for him.
Sure.
So
I just like to make that a habit on everybody, whether they're retiring or moving on. It's just.
We should get one of those for Mr. Selgin as well.
Yes, that's a good call. It's just nice to know if they had any issues or if everything was what they were expected. So that way, if there's anything we need to change, we can change it. So with that, I would take a motion to approve the retirement.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Mel. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Sheldon. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Thank him for 32 years.
32 years is a long time. That's phenomenal. Correspondence, we'll just jump to that before we do the attorneys. If there's anything in there, it was just department head reports. If not, we will close the session for labor negotiations, requests from the police department and the IBEW, and then we will reopen it. Probably an answer. So we'll reopen it after the closed session with our answer to the request. So if anybody wants to stick around, they come back in after. Thank you, guys. Alright. Closed. Well, I guess I should have said it was recorded, but